welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. We've got an interesting abstract today we're going to talk about. You know, cough is prevalent at this time of year. It's an important defensive reflex and protects against the aspiration of foreign materials. Healthy children can often cough on a daily basis. In fact, there's a study that I found that showed that an average of 11 episodes of cough every 24 hours is what the average 7 to 9 year old does just when they're not even sick. However, obviously, a cough can be a presenting symptom of underlying serious disease, more often a symptom of a cold. When kids less than 5 has a cough for less than 7 days, it's likely the result of an infection or perhaps post-infection syndrome. These kids can't sleep, which means mom can't sleep, which means dad can't sleep, and everyone gets cranky. But what's a family to do? Well, the abstract that you've chosen this week reminds us it is often good to seek advice from Mary Poppins. This is a abstract that you've chosen from Pediatrics, and it asks the question, can honey decrease nighttime cough and improve sleep in children with upper respiratory tract infection? Pretty interesting, novel idea. I think my grandmother probably could have given you some advice on this. What did they find?
Yeah, Grandma Wilkes would approve, huh?
Yeah, she? Yeah.
So, and we've been asked by listeners to let them know exactly where these articles are. So this is in Volume 130, Issue 3, page 465. And yeah, this was, you know, honey has 181 compounds in it. I mean, that's who'd have guessed that? And this was an Israeli study, and it was a double-blinded randomized controlled trial. And they had 300 kids, toddlers, 1 to 5 years of age. And they all came in, and they had a main complaint of cough at night for less than 7 days. So not chronic cough, probably not asthmatic, or at least not a major component of it, and just a cute cough. And so the parents filled out a questionnaire. They rated how bad the cough was, and those who were pretty bad, 3 out of a 7-point scale, they were randomized to get a single dose of one of 3 kinds of honey. So there were several different eucalyptus honey and citrus honey, and then there was a mint pollen honey. Or their control was a date extract, which was also sweet. And the parents completed a follow-up questionnaire the next day. About 90% of them did it, so they had good follow-up. And they found that everything worked. Okay, this was a Goldilocks, not Goldilocks, but a kind of a Lake Wobegon. Everyone was above average. They all worked, but the honey groups all did better than the date extract. So honey seemed to have some additional benefit, and you know, they basically found that the mint pollen honey, which was milder, had fewer dropouts. So some of these stronger eucalyptus and citrus honeys had stronger flavors, and the kids didn't like them too much. So yeah, they think then they're not exactly sure why this works. They theorize lots of things. You know, central effect on sensory nerves that initiate the cough reflex. You know, they think important to point out they gave it with a non-caffeinated liquid, so obviously we don't want to keep the little buggers awake.
Right.
And you know, a teaspoon of honey, mild tasting, regular old honey, seems to reduce cough somewhat, and certainly better than you know, probably some of the other cough suppressants and cold preparations, and safer.
Excellent. So chicken soup during the day, honey at night, and just a tincture of thyme, and you're set.
Yeah, I think we had another one that the Vicks VapoRub also seemed to help with congestion at night. So, you know, grandma was right all the way around.
Absolutely. Much better than all these drugs with side effects. Interesting abstract. We'll talk with you again next week, Mark.
All right. See you then, Mike.
Thanks.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.